Plenty of rain during the afternoon around Phuket yesterday, causing quite a few small crashes, including one 10-wheeler truck skidding off the road and rolling onto its side in Kamala. There's been more traffic chaos in Bangkok. An 18-wheel truck crashed into four power poles, causing a blackout in the area and paralysing traffic. The morning accident blocked traffic on Soi Pahanyotan 30 in Bangkok's Bangkhen district for 6 hours. Police eventually cleared the road and got traffic back to normal around 5:30 p.m. The electricity came back on last night. The 33-year-old driver will be charged with reckless driving, causing damage to public property. From north to south, east to west, people in the kingdom are today doing good deeds for their beloved King Bhumibol to mark the second year of His Majesty's passing. Highlights of the events will include candles being lit at Sanam Luang tonight in Bangkok at 7 p.m. Events are also being held around the island today. The public holiday will be held on Monday. People are being asked to wear yellow, the colour representing his birthday. The Ministry of Agriculture is being forced to retreat in disarray over a bill on animal welfare and prevention of animal cruelty, which required pet owners to pay registration fees or face a hefty fine. The Agriculture Minister has agreed to withdraw the proposed law for further review after it triggered a public outcry. Critics were upset about measures which would include owners having to pay 450 baht to register each of their pets and a fine of 25,000 baht if they failed to do so. The Director General of the Department of Livestock Development said the bill will be pulled for a rework. Almost a decade after earning fame by winning a national paper aeroplane championship at the age of 12, Mong Tong Di has collected a letter of approval for his Thai citizenship yesterday. He said, "I'm so happy to get Thai nationality," adding that he'd be able to add the name of his household registration of his family's rented house in Tambon Sutep. Mong was born in Thailand of Burmese ancestry. Mong won the paper aeroplane making competition in Japan in 2009, prompting the then Prime Minister to promise him Thai citizenship, although no progress was made at the time. Mong's hopes of citizenship were rekindled after some of the Mupa football team, who had been trapped in the Chiang Rai flooded cave, got Thai citizenship following their dramatic rescue. He's a happy young man indeed. You can see his photos at thetiger.com. A foreign tourist has apologised on his Instagram page for posting a photo of himself doing a handstand in front of the main Buddha image inside Wat Pho in Pranakon, Bangkok. The tourist, whose Instagram account is Sosaguri, deleted the photo and published an apology yesterday. He said, "I'm very sorry for the picture that I posted. I want to apologise to all the Thai and Buddhist people that have been harmed by my act. It was not my intention." In the original picture he posted, he typed, "Presenting my respect to Buddha." Well, he might have deleted the photo, but we've got a copy and you can see it at thetiger.com. You can decide whether it was disrespectful or not. Sad news out of Chumpon, where a 2-year-old male elephant, nicknamed Chow Duan, died yesterday from injuries 13 days after veterinarians tried to save it after falling into a pit. The young elephant was rescued from a muddy pit in the forest near Chumpon on September the 26th. Park officials say it fell into the pit from a steep mountain, resulting in back injuries that caused it to have no feeling in its torso and hind legs. The elephant also developed internal infections because of the injuries. District officials say they'll hold prayer rites for the young elephant and bury it in front of a cave near the village.